B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, we love it when we get a house call from everybody's favorite Doc Oz in the house. Good morning, Dr. Oz.
Good morning, my friends. Lots to talk about.
I know. Well, first of all, congratulations on what season is this?
Lucky number 13.
No, oh, great.
13. And they said it wouldn't last a year.
That was actually you who said that.
Well
Bob said that.
He's wrong a lot.
I'm wrong a lot, so that's good. Just bet against me. No, of course not. So, Dr. Oz, let's jump back to Monday's show because there's a lot of new information on COVID-19, the boosters and the variants, all that stuff. So where are we now?
No, for all 13 years, I've tried to do the same thing, which is to do a little reset, you know, step back a second, look what the problems are. And I think the biggest challenge in America is we've been aiming at the wrong target because we're asking the wrong question. We're asking, how do we extinguish COVID as a virus? It's not going to happen. The virus is in 14 species. Only a third of the human species have been vaccinated, of 8 billion of us. So to live the life we want to live, we want to just tame the virus, not extinguish it, tame it. That's a different goal, which is achievable. And a lot of the discussion now is about masks and boosters and this and that. These could be helpful in taming the virus. Of course, the most important thing you can do is take care of yourself. Make sure you lose weight, you take care of diabetes, hypertension. Those are major risk factors that will worsen your chance of surviving or dealing with consequences of COVID if you get it. But the vaccine has been incredibly effective. And the question, of course, is will it last long enough? And the government, just again this week, has come back saying we're not sure yet. I think it's the right thing to say because we don't know for sure. Israel has had the best vaccination program around the world. They are giving the third booster, the third shot. And let's see how they do. But here's the big argument. Anyone out there who's got kids, you know, the kids go get the first shot or two or something. And then about 6 to 12 months later, if you're going to stay on the schedule, you go back and get a booster. And the purpose of the booster is not just to lift up the immunologic response, it's to make it last longer. It's to give it durability. So from all the experts I've had on the show, that's what the general consensus is. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but the hope is you won't have to get anything after the third shot.
You mean forever, or is it like a flu shot? You go back every year.
Well, we're not sure. If the virus mutates as fast as the flu, we will need an annual shot. However, if it mutates slowly, then it might be every couple of years or not ever at all. Because, you know, most of the pandemics that we have had as a species, we've not required long-term immunization, right? You know, it sort of went away because it becomes part of the background noise of humanity. Same for this, you know, Hong Kong flu and swine flu. So I'm hoping, and I think a lot of experts feel this, that a third booster will give you enough protection that if you do get a COVID variant, it won't be a bad illness. That's what's happening now, right? I mean, if you've been vaccinated and you get Delta, the majority of people have very mild symptoms. It's not like what it was last year. The chance of you dying or getting hospitalized is one-tenth the rate of people who are unvaccinated.
Why wouldn't you get it, right? I just don't understand why people wouldn't get the shot with that.
Because it's brand new. Part of it is, you know, there's a skepticism that you're not being told everything. The virus is new, the vaccine is new, it happened really quickly, da da da. But part of it is energetically, people don't like being bossed around and treated like chattel. And we have not treated people with respect through this process. Frequently we say, listen, we know what's best for you, trust us, you know, we got this all worked out, just do what you're told to do. And the average American says, well, you know, I don't do that normally. You haven't been right all the time before, so maybe I'll just, you know, hold on a little bit here. And young people oftentimes say, well, you know, my friends got COVID. They didn't have much of a problem. Why am I worried about this? Now, think about this. Although we always report the number that 50% of the population got vaccinated, here are the real numbers. 90% of older Americans have gotten vaccinated. So if you're over 60, 65, the group that actually is at risk of having a problem, they all got vaccinated, with a few exceptions.
Yeah.
Now, kids under 12 can't get vaccinated. There's 4 million kids at, you know, every age, so 50 million kids who couldn't get vaccinated anyway. So the numbers, they look worse than they really are.
All right, Dr. Oz, can you stick around for a minute?
Of course.
All right, so Dr. Oz is joining us. When we come back, I want to talk to you about your show today, this afternoon at 3 o'clock on Boston 25, which is about everything we thought about metabolism could be wrong. Okay?
Oh, good. Right,
that's coming up next. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. We continue our house call with Dr. Oz. Don't forget, you see him every afternoon at 3 o'clock on Boston 25. So, Dr. Oz, this afternoon's show. Everything you thought you knew about metabolism is wrong. What's up?
Well, Literally, that's true. We always thought metabolism slowed down as you got older. People say, I gained weight, I lost my energy, I lost my libido, I'm older, what do I expect? So this data really comprehensively looks at metabolism throughout the years. And it turns out from ages 20 to 60, there is no drop, zero drop in metabolism, which actually makes sense. Yeah. Because our species survived by endurance hunting, by running after our prey for miles and miles and miles. So if we didn't have the stamina, the metabolism to keep up, we wouldn't be able to survive with the tribe. And I'll give you one more data point.
Yeah.
You look at the New York Marathon finishing times, and I bet it's the same for the Boston Marathon. 17-year-olds finished on an average time that is equal to that of 55-year-olds. So
okay.
It's amazing. You actually have the raw material at 55 to act like a 17-year-old. It's in our mind that we don't think we can do it.
Yeah, it's always been my excuse.
Wow. So I guess does this mean as far as burning calories as well, right? Not just the ability to run and do all that. You burn the same amount of calories as you did at 17?
Yep, baseline, same number of calories. I'll tell you what part of the story is. A lot of people just getting sedentary. Small things. Watch a 20-year-old move around. They're just bigger in their emotions. They don't just sit all day long. They don't stress eat, right? The stress isn't registered quite yet in their brain. They're 20. I know. I get it. But the takeaway is for us to think about ourselves as 20, even when we're 60, because our body wants that to be the case. And we hold ourselves back because we think, hey, our parents looked old this age, so we got to look old.
Yeah.
My husband wants me to be 20. Maybe my body does too. All right. So it's really, there's no excuses. This is sort of a no excuse thing.
That's the point.
Okay.
And this is, I think, a large theme for this year. We have made a lot of excuses why we couldn't do it ourselves. We were told we couldn't be as thin as we are, as energetic as we want to be because our metabolism is slowing down. All these things we were told disempower us, and we want to be enfranchised to make our own decisions.
I like it. You know what? It's food's fault, not mine. So I like that.
Yeah,
because that's what he's talking about today, the processed food.
Yeah, no, it's
engineered to make you hungry.
Exactly.
Right?
It is. So, we're doing a big thing on chicken nuggets and sandwich wars, and all these foods taste so good, but they're souped up with flavors that make them taste even better than they should be, which is why you eat so much of them.
Yeah. Sinister. All right, Dr. Oz, great talking to you. You'll catch the doctor every afternoon at 3 o'clock on Boston 25. Great talking to you, my friend. Take care, Dr. Oz.
God bless. Take care.
That's always nice to hear from Dr. Oz. So the other day I was at a grocery store, and I saw a couple, older couple. I'm guessing they were in their 80s. Uh-huh. Do you know what was in his cart as he was pushing it?
What?
You'll never guess. Spicy Doritos.
Oh, maybe he has grandkids.
Mm. You think that's what it is? You don't think an 80-something-year-old guy is going to eat spicy Doritos?
I don't think he should.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like that's just playing with fire.
Literally playing with fire. I was proud of the guy. I'm going to party with you.
Yeah, right?
Party with that guy. Hey, coming up Morning Court, we've got Sarah on the phone. So she says that she and her husband were talking to a financial advisor about life insurance.
Oh, yeah?
And her husband dropped a bomb on her, so to speak. He's not going to get life insurance, and he's got a very peculiar reason why.
Okay.
He's insistent that he's not going to get life insurance, although she has it on him. Why would he not get it? Can't wait to find out. We talked to Sarah in 10 minutes. All right, Brian, how the road set?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.